Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WPR Rebuttal. This is the July 29th edition, and I just want to say that we're preempting the show because it's taking a long time to write a proper formal complaint against the Department of Workforce Development. Fortunately, after the Equal Opportunity Commission and the Equal Rights Division, one's at the federal level, the other's at the state level. Well, after the Equal Rights Officer for the state level received it, then the Department of Workforce Development wrote an attempted defense, and of course, now I'm working on tearing down the DWD's defense. And as some people might wonder, well, why am I working on it? Why don't I just hire like a lawyer who specializes in it? Well, a few reasons. One is that the amount at stake is too low for any professional, self-respecting lawyer to go and accept payment based on a commission. And really, I don't want to pay out of pocket like a fee to do that. And secondly, is that there's actually very little legal to uncover in terms of like legal principles. There are a few legal principles beyond what I already know. In fact, I'm pretty sure from all the time I spent looking into EEO defenses prior to anything happening. So in other words, I came into this case with a whole bunch of employment law knowledge, and I'm pretty sure I know enough already where I can just set out the facts. And the challenge here is just to elucidate the DWD. And again, like I'm a better communicator in writing than I am in speech, so it's just much easier going to go and lay out these different drafts, because I have a few different drafts I went through, and now I'm approaching my final draft. I'm tearing down the DWD's pathetic attempt at a defense against my initial complaint. So at any rate, I have enough evidence, because of course when I go to interviews for state positions especially, I make an audio recording, and of course the people in the state government, they do not have to consent to recording, because it's essentially a public meeting, and if they go in a closed session, it's only to protect my privacy. And if I waive that privacy by making audio recording, and that's my choice, and I can do that, I have a lawful right to do so. So in other words, I'm coming along quite well on the complaint, but again, we're not going to have a show today because it's just taken so long to go and write that complaint. But rest assured, when I win this case, it'll be a victory not only for the petitioner, but also for everyone else who's been wrongfully discriminated against by the DWD UI division. So, the next WPR rebuttal show is going to be August 5th, and probably about 1 o'clock. My intended topic is going to be reviewing another SAGLA scholarship essay, because I haven't done that in a few weeks because real life intervenes more often than not. So my whole point is that WPR rebuttal is nice to have, but ultimately me winning this case is more important. So I'm going to spend as much time as I need to go and win that case against the Department of Workforce Development. And then once I have attained victory, a final outcome on that, then I'll be able to go and have the full-length WPR rebuttal shows, again, going back to half an hour. We'll never have the two-hour shows again, certainly not on Blog Talk Radio, just because, one, it's just not the best format. People aren't interested in going 2 hours. And I found that out through the stats. And my half-hour shows are getting many more listens. And that's great, because then it means I can get more exposure for even less effort. And then the other factor is, of course, on the freemium model, you can only do half an hour in a given day, not just at a time, but for a whole day, and you have to wait like 24 hours before you can have another half-hour show. And really, Blog Talk Radio is so abysmal that I would never pay BTR for anything, because they're just such a mediocre service that I don't trust the quality of their premium products. Having tried free for a month, their premium platform, it's not even worth paying for. So, okay, well, this is Senator JPO signing off. I'll see everyone next Friday, August 5th, at approximately 1 p.m. Take care.